If you want to hear the Kalamazoo band Chuck Whiting and his rowdy friends, tonight might be your last chance.
Don't try to call me at 2 a.m. I'm down.
Whiting says the group isn't going away, just the name.
We called ourselves Chuck Whiting and his Rowdy Friends because we were just a house band at a bar. And then we started getting gigs other places and started putting out albums and getting some radio play. And so we ended up being stuck with this stupid name for a band. We are three equal parts. When you just say "and friends," then it sounds like they're just sort of your hired hands.
Hastings native Chuck Whiting describes the band as Western swing from the Midwest, or Appalachian hillbilly blues.
Before country music was country music, you know, when Jimmy Rogers was playing it, it wasn't country music yet. It was hillbillies playing blues music. And so I always say we describe ourselves as hillbilly blues and Midwestern swing. Western swing was essentially, from my understanding, it was started when just guys out west wanted to, like, mimic what was going on in New York, guys like Bob Wilson, Spade Cooley, and they also incorporated fiddle and steel.
Whiting's interest in Western swing is what drew him to Austin, Texas after college. He spent his time going to Dale Watson shows and open mic nights, where musicians would play what they called Texas music.
It's just, you know, the music that comes from Texas, but to them it's like this whole other genre. And I felt like when I was down there, I encountered like an element of spontaneity that I hadn't before. Like, you could play an open mic and someone would jump up on the stage in the middle of the open mic and start playing harmonica along with you. And they were, you know, they would be good enough to where it wasn't annoying. But there was this element of spontaneity that I really liked.
Whiting even learned to yodel while listening to Hank Williams songs as he delivered pizzas.
Yodelay, yodeloo, yodelay. That's all I... Oh, thank you. And I just... That's the most I'll do. Usually, over the course of, like, a two-hour show, you might hear 14 seconds of yodeling, but I can do it.
Yeah, it's wrong, it's wrong. I don't care, I don't care. Oh, it's not like there's some cosmic judge watching us from upstairs.
Despite the band's influences, there's something very punk rock about Chuck Whiting and his rowdy friends. It could be the funny yet racy lyrics in some of the songs.
I'm a really huge fan of, like, Blind Boy Fuller and Bo Carter. They, back in the 30s and 40s, they did these sort of dirty songs with, like, these metaphors.
We give him a change, give it to me at once. Can you break a 50, 'cause tonight I'm having fun.
I guess it was, like, back then, it was, like, subtle enough to where white people couldn't figure it out.
Oh, baby, it's good as gone. I'm making good on what's been done.
Chuck Whiting and guitarist Nick Lancaster both do stand-up comedy on the side. And it shows in their music.
I realized, like, I'm never going to be, like, the cool guy. I'm never going to be, like, a Justin Townes Earl or someone like that who's just cool. I have an inherent, like, goofy quality to me, and so I just sort of go for the laugh instead of, you know, trying to be smooth.
On October 18th, the band, formerly known as Chuck Whiting and his Rowdy Friends, will debut their new album, Love, Lust, Liquor, and Lies, at Tip Top Bar and Grill in Grand Rapids. Whiting says the album has more of a swing sound, but don't expect a copy of their live show.
A couple of these songs, we ended up recording them, like, way slower than we play them live, and they ended up being very different. Like, Gone for Good Again just ends up, when we play it live, it sounds like a fun swing tune. And then when we, on the album, it sounds sort of ominous.
Just 'cause she'll in town don't mean she ain't worth having around until she's gone.
You can see Chuck Whiting and his Rowdy Friends tonight at 7 at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum.